My challenge here today is to provide you a little bit of an overview of the 2008 season for the West and also what we're looking at for 2009. We actually had a pretty decent year in the West in terms of yield and fiber quality. We'll get into some of that in a minute. But I've also noticed as I've visited with growers around that there's beginning to be a little bit more enthusiasm about cotton, which is good. But I'm going to talk about New Mexico, Arizona, and California. I appreciate the help of my colleagues in New Mexico and California that have helped provide information for this presentation. So we'll get right into it. 2008, the year generally was characterized by good weather, although early we did have some intermittent weather problems in the spring in Arizona and New Mexico. We did have a little bit of replanting, not significant acreages, but a little bit of replanting experienced in Arizona. In California, they did have some heat-related losses early in the spring. Some wind also contributed to some of the losses, some of the replant that went on there. We did have higher pest pressures in 2008 than what we had in previous years. In Arizona, really, over the past couple of years, we've been pretty spoiled. 2006 and 2007 were some of our lightest pest pressure years that we've had on record. 2008 was a little bit higher with Liguus and with whitefly that we had to deal with, which increased our production costs somewhat. But it wasn't a significant pressure again in 2008. California, however, there were large acreages, large areas in California where they did have significant Liguus populations. And most of that was associated with adjacent safflower fields. There's a lot of safflower in the area, and a lot of that cotton, those Liguus migrated out of the safflower. And there were quite a bit of yield loss due to the Liguus pressure, and also control costs that were pretty high. Heat stress in Arizona, again, in 2008 was not really a huge issue. We had a relatively cool summer by Arizona standards, Arizona and New Mexico. We did see quite a bit of verticillium wilt in 2008 in certain areas. And I think that was partially attributed to the lower temperatures and the higher humidities that we had during the monsoon period. California also did not have a lot of heat early and mid and late season heat stress that they've had in previous years. Irrigation water obviously is our biggest concern. That really drives a lot of what we do in terms of selecting what crops we're going to plant. Oftentimes we have to select the crop that's going to provide the biggest return on that investment of irrigation water that we have. And in a lot of areas that irrigation water can be limited. Particularly in California, they've had a lot of issues, both lack of rainfall, lack of snowpack, but also environmental issues that's affected their water supply. And that really has driven their move away from cotton into more profitable alternative crops such as tree crops and vine crops. In fact, it got to the point in California this year where there were some acres that were actually abandoned because of lack of water. But those acres that did last in the West, we had actually a pretty good yield, slightly higher than our five-year average. We're a little bit down from 2007, but if you look at it over a five-year average, we actually were up. We had a warm open fall that helped open up a lot of late developing top crops. We did have a cold spell that came through in the early part of October. We had a freeze event on the 13th of October in some of the higher elevations there in Arizona. It did affect some defoliation. There was some crop that still was not yet defoliated and it did affect that. Our fiber quality generally has been good to very good across the West, except for in some isolated areas in California where they had some severe late season water stress that affected their fiber quality. So here are the numbers for the West. You'll see in parentheses the change, percent change from 2007. In Arizona, the upland acres were about 128,000 acres, which was down about 24% from 2007, which is what we expected for 2008. Our yield was down by about 3%. Pima acreage was down significantly to 60%. But our yield was up about 9%. We'll revisit this Pima issue here in a minute. California acreage, Acala and upland was at about 117,000, down 40% from 2007. Their yield also was down by about 3%. The Pima acreage took a significant drop also, 41% decrease from 2007, a 10% decrease in yield from 2007. New Mexico, 34,000 acres, they were down 13%. Their yield was actually up 2%. And the Pima was also down 35% with the yield down by about 7%. So those are the numbers. Those are harvested acres for 2008. This is a figure showing the trends in acreage over the past 15 to 20 years. I think it starts in 1991. Arizona is the bottom portion of that graph in blue. California is red. And the New Mexico there on the top. And you can see Arizona's had a gradual decrease in acreage over the past 15 to 20 years. California has had a significant change, shift away from cotton, as you can see, particularly in the past 5 years. Now, New Mexico really hasn't changed a whole lot. They have seen a decrease, but not as significant as what we've seen in Arizona and California. A lot of the Arizona decline was a lot due to industry, the growth of the housing industry, a lot of farms that were paved over and put houses on. That has dramatically stopped in Arizona, particularly in central Arizona. So we'll see what happens in 2009. Cotton yields, over the past 15 years, we've been on a steady increase. Our yields have done well. We did, like I say, have a decrease in 2008 versus our 2007 yield, but overall we've been on an increase for the past 15 to 20 years. If we look at varieties planted, and there's been some discussion about this, the fact that the Bollgaard technology will not be available here after September of 09. Some of our major varieties traditionally have been Bollgaard Roundup Ready 449 and 455. But we do have some good Bollgaard 2 Flex varieties that I think will take the place of those varieties. 164 has done well. A couple of the Stoneville varieties, Bollgaard 2 Flex varieties, have done really well for us also in Arizona. California, the Bollgaard is not as big an issue. The varieties that they plant, the Caleb varieties, are dominated basically by those top three that you see there. About 75% of their acreage is planted in phytogen 725, 72, and 78. New Mexico has a pretty even distribution of about 10 different varieties, and they've already pretty much heavily adopted the Bollgaard 2 Flex technology. So projections for 2009, as has been mentioned already, we have seen a softening in a lot of our input costs, or some of them anyway. Fertilizer, diesel fuel has come down substantially for our growers. And as I mentioned before, as I visit with growers, there is a sense of increased enthusiasm for the future, and I gauge that and take that to mean that I think we'll see, particularly in Arizona and New Mexico, possibly an increase in acreage in 2009. We have seen a dramatic drop off in the availability of small grain contracts. A lot of the growers that planted small grains last year are likely going to shift back to cotton in 2009. Alfalfa markets still remain strong. That will definitely have a negative impact on cotton acreage. Pima prices. We've seen Pima prices over the year, as upland prices have gone down, Pima prices have actually gone up and remain fairly strong. And there's a considerable amount of interest on the part of our growers, particularly in Arizona, at looking at planting more Pima in 2009. In fact, just yesterday I received two calls from growers that were wanting information on varieties, potential varieties for Pima cotton. So I think that our acreage in Arizona and New Mexico is going to likely remain stable in 2009 and possibly increase. And this is the figure that I mentioned about the prices for upland and Pima. Upland in blue on the bottom and Pima in red on the top. You can see that those prices have increased and remained at about $1.30 a pound, which is pretty attractive to some of our growers right now. California projections for 2009, a lot of what's going to happen there is going to be driven by water. If their supply of water continues to be restricted, their acreage in cotton is probably going to be the first one to go. And they're going to divert that water and use it for higher value crops, the tree crops, vine crops, alternative crops. The grower interest in Pima still remains high in California, but again, an acceptable price has got to be there in order to compete with some of the other crops. So that availability of water is going to influence what California does. Talking to Bob, he feels that if those supplies are eased, that they cotton acreage will remain stable and possibly increase slightly. The other issue that I'd mentioned earlier was the issue with the ligus and safflower. That's an issue that they're working on trying to get a hold on so that they don't have the losses that they experienced in 2008 due to the ligus and the safflower interactions. So with that, that concludes my remarks. And I don't have it to pass back except to Chairman Larry.
Are there any questions for our panelists? Okay. Thank you, gentlemen, and for the humor. So.